Megan, you've been working on these things and advocating for your community for these 5 years. Based on your experience, what are your hopes for what happens next? And also, where do your concerns lie?
Like many patients, the long COVID campaign has been calling for biomarkers so that we can do research and figure out if treatments are going to work and hopefully get a test so that people in the United States, Americans who are disabled, can more easily qualify for disability, that we can see insurance coverage. We really want to see the FDA move more quickly, and we're hoping with these announcements from the administration that we'll see them more rapidly approve clinical trials with the endpoints that we need, and then work together on approving treatments and therapies that families and Americans living with long COVID urgently need. We didn't see the progress we needed under the Biden administration. And I know so many patients are ready to work with this administration in an earnest way to actually solve this problem.
And for both of you, COVID-19 and long COVID are things that many Americans have quite simply moved on from. And yet there are many, many more people who are living with this every single day. First to you, Michael, what do you want people who haven't been affected by long COVID to know about this community?
I think it's really important that people understand that this can often be an invisible disease and that there are a lot of people really suffering and really debilitated by it. And you know, I think that the investment in addressing this problem is likely to have benefits that extend beyond this problem. Long COVID is a really, really challenging disease to study, to research, to treat, and it'll be a big problem to solve. But I think that if we have the resources and the strategy and the long-term plan to do it, this should be a problem that we can solve.
And Megan?
Americans may feel like the pandemic's over or that COVID is in the rearview mirror, but even in just the last few months, we saw the announcement that long COVID's now the most common childhood illness in the United States. It even surpassed asthma. So it's still with us. And we know from recent research that the NIH just released that the numbers of people getting long COVID, including children and adolescents, are just continuing. This problem is not going away. And people that have been sick for years are continuing to be sick. They're not just resolving. They need tests. They need treatments. Most of all, I want patients to have hope, you know, and to call their elected members of Congress. This is really a bipartisan or nonpartisan issue. We have incredible champions for both Republicans, Democrats, and even independents. This is a problem we need to solve for the American people. So I hope that patients will continue reaching out to the administration and to Congress and say that we need trials for antivirals, we need monoclonal antibodies, and we need a solution that's really going to work not just for people living with long COVID, but also the many millions of people who are living with many of the conditions we get diagnosed with when we get long COVID. So I hope that patients will have hope and where they have the energy to give to become part of our work calling for solutions so that we can get the tests and treatments and hopefully a cure that we need.